And there were trying times. Oh, we had crying times.
During the month of November, 98.1 KZE will be saluting Red Hook's heroes by broadcasting interviews from the members of local VFW Post 7765. The new series, called Voices of Valor, is produced and hosted by Red Hook High School freshman Olive Haley. Olive and 98.1 KZE would like to show appreciation for those who served in our armed forces and hear about what makes them proudest of their country and community. Through storytelling and the power of local radio, we will explore tales of honor, duty, camaraderie, service, and sacrifice directly from the minds and hearts of Red Hook's heroes. Voices of Valor on 98.1 KZE is sponsored in part by Mazola Oil in Milton, New York, mazolaoil.com. Now, KZE and Red Hook's VFW is proud to present Voices of Valor with your host, Olive Haley.
I'm Richard Lewis Wambach, and I've lived in this area since I was born. I enlisted in the U.S. Army in October 1967.
How many years did you serve total?
3.
So what inspired you to join the military?
Well, after I graduated from Dutchess in 1967, of course, the Vietnam War was escalating, and I decided that I would prefer to serve as an enlisted person rather than wait for the draft and who knows what kind of consequences as a result of a draft. And actually was totally inspired by my Uncle Buddy, who was an ROTC graduate from Purdue University. And at the time, he had already achieved the rank of major in the U.S. Army.
So if you would just like to share a story about your time in service, about camaraderie, patriotism, or an experience that captures like the honor of serving, it does not have to, by any means, be about combat.
I do have a story to share that I love to tell because it was kind of the humorous side, a more relaxed side of my tour of duty in Vietnam. Because I was the youngest guy in my squad, I was only 19, actually. A lot of the guys that were in my company were seasoned, so they gave me a nickname, Youngblood. It was always, Youngblood do this, Youngblood do that. Did all kinds of chores. But when the officers found out that I was an artist, many times they put me to work painting signs around the post, you know, this way to the latrine, this way to the mess hall. You know, if they had little office shacks set up, they had me paint the signs of who that office belonged. And they often had me design symbols. My squad commander, who was a warrant officer, Mr. Heckler, had me customize his Jeep. And the old Army Jeeps had very crude seats in them, but we put helicopter seats in his Jeep with a gear shift that looked like a helicopter control, and it kind of made him feel at home when he wasn't flying. So he also had me design and paint Sweet Thing on his helicopter, which kind of stood out among all the other designs that we had, and we got quite a bit of teasing. Oh, Youngblood painted Sweet Thing, and I took a little bit of ribbing about it. But as a result of that kind of fun that we had, they actually decided that I would be a good representative of Company B. That what they had was a monthly 101st Airborne Division Soldier of the Month competition, and out of 6 companies, I actually came in first place.
You've been listening to 98.1 KZE's new interview series, Voices of Valor, running throughout the month of November, featuring the voices of local veterans and their tales of heroism. This segment of Voices of Valor on 98.1 KZE is brought to you by Mazola Oil, heating oil and commercial fuel. Family-owned since 1950, Mazola Oil has been soothing customers' homes and wallets with prompt delivery, friendly customer care, and competitive prices that stay low all winter long. That's the Mazola service difference. Mazola treats you like family. Learn more at mazolaoil.com. Voices of Valor is hosted and produced by Olive Haley, Red Hook High School freshman. Stay tuned throughout the month for new interviews and stories from Red Hook's heroes. Voices of Valor can be heard throughout the day on 98.1 KZE in honor of Veterans Day. Thank you for your service.